Hi, I'm Trina for Run Radio, and this segment of Tell Me More is brought to you by the No Bake Cookie Dough Studios in Springfield, Missouri on Republic Road. Thanks so much to Chris for letting us crash his space. And today, talking with Keisha Messina, and you have a wonderful event coming up, and you're working hard on getting funds for it. We'll talk about that more later, but please tell me more.
Absolutely. So the event is called Pride with a Purpose. That is happening June 11th from noon to 4 at Campbell United Methodist Church on East Republic Road. And what this is just a large pride event for the LGBTQ community. We also use it as a job fair, a clothing drive, a pool of resources for our community. So there will be folks out there looking to hire or looking to recruit. There are going to be free clothes for people to go and pick through. There's going to be some live music. I guess I can go ahead and announce that now since I've booked everybody. So we have Corey Johnson from Kojo Music that's going to be performing for us. And then we have Ivy King from the Mixtapes and the Queer Revival. So I'm super excited to have her too. We'll also have some speakers. I've got a gentleman that's running for U.S. Congress, and he's running specifically on women's rights, LGBTQ rights, and he's an older gentleman. So that'll be neat to see. And we're reaching out to a few others. So if anybody would like to speak, that would be a resource that we would love to have. Of course, we're looking for sponsors because, as we just mentioned, it's not a cheap event, but it's a fun event and it's totally worth it.
With this being a very conservative community, could you please explain the importance of how this event and this nonprofit is for everyone being supportive and feeling safe?
The reason that this is so important is because we do have a huge LGBTQ community, and specifically where my nonprofit comes in, we're called Embrace. We have a large gender variant community, and I don't think that people in the area are always aware of that part of our community and really how much they're in everything that we do. I mean, we have electricians, we have teachers, we have pastors, we have all kinds of folks all across the board, and it's important that we're giving them a space to freely be authentic and associate with each other, hang out with allies, just be in a safe place to be comfortable, have some fun, get some good fellowship and some good food and music.
Yeah, tell me more about Embrace.
Yep, so Embrace is, as I said, our nonprofit. We're a 501c3. We have been together just under a year. And what we do is weekly support groups. So we do that every Saturday evening, and we don't share the location. If you want to be involved in group, you'll have to contact me for an interview. And we just make sure that you are a safe person and that group is a good fit for you. And then we tell you when and where we meet. So we do that every week. And then we also do events out in the community. So we have a monthly bingo game. And then we also do a monthly trivia night. And we also do bigger events. So we're just coming off of T-Dove or Trans Day of Visibility. We were a big collaborator in getting that event off the ground. And then, of course, there's this Pride event. We do TDOR, which is Trans Day of Remembrance, every November. So we're really just about supporting our community and our allies and bringing everybody together for a safe place to be authentic and talk about whatever they need to talk about and get it off their shoulders and not feel like they're alone in their journey.
How can allies be more supportive?
The biggest thing that I talk about when it comes to that is education. Don't lean on the one trans person you know to give you all the information about what it's like to be trans, because it's different for everybody. There's a lot of good information on Google. There's some great documentaries that you can watch. Talk to other allies and do talk to your trans friends, but realize that it's on you to educate yourself and just try to do your best. Don't get hung up on messing up pronouns or names. If you're corrected, apologize once sincerely and move forward. You know, nobody needs the big show, because then you're making it about you. So just put it on yourself to be educated and just be available to the trans people in your life that you love.
That's good stuff. And Campbell United Methodist being very involved in this, how long have they been supporting Embrace?
They've been supportive from the very beginning. So two of my co-chairs actually sit on some of the boards of the church. And so Campbell is an extremely safe, affirming, loving church. They are our biggest cheerleaders, and they really help us with a lot of these events.
Good. I feel like there are people in the community, and this is just a feeling, that feel like this is all brand new. And can you speak to that? Because many of us know it's not brand new, and I just want to make sure that the information is getting filtered through and people are understanding and sure. learning to support.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is not brand new. Being transgender, some of the information that we have about it is brand new to us because we're finally caring enough and the community's finally visible enough that we're trying to educate ourselves. But there is actual medical science that proves that there is such thing as a male brain and a female brain, and they can sometimes end up in the opposite bodies. And there's a whole big wide spectrum between there as well. If you go way, way back, I'm horrible with centuries, so I'm not even going to try to say numbers. But like, if you go way back in history, you'll see folks dressing opposite of what you would think their gender role dictates, and it wasn't a big deal. Men wore wigs for the longest time and wore long robes that looked like dresses, and some of them, to them it was a uniform, and to others they felt most correct that way because maybe they presented more feminine. Look at women trying to wear pants and how that's a fairly recent thing still, that we're not given a hard time about that, and it's not new, it's not trendy, it's a thing that exists, and people deserve to be authentic and not be given a hard time for living who they are.
Exactly. Very good. What else do you want to make sure that you share before we close up and tell people how they can support you?
Yeah. So the biggest thing that I want to share is we're growing rapidly, but we are so excited about that. And we want everybody that may be going through this journey to know that you're not alone, whether you are a person in transition or some type of gender variant. We're here for you. We're here for the entire LGBTQ community because most gender variant people will wave more than one flag. And we're also here for the allies. So if you have a loved one that's going through this, maybe they're in a great place and they don't need support, but maybe you do. So we are here. Please reach out, and we would love to have you and help you.
And again, if someone is hearing this and they're interested in learning more, where can they reach out so they are connected with the right safe people?
So the first place would be our email, which is embracespringfield@yahoo.com. You can also go to our website, which is embracespringfield.org, and there is a link there to send us an email. We're also on Facebook. If you search Embrace with all caps, that should bring up our group. You'll see kind of a pink and purple background with the word Embrace spelled in the trans flag colors, so blue, pink, and white. And we have our own Facebook account, which is Embrace Springfield. So we're all over social media. We have emails. We have our website. Just reach out. And I'm all over the community, so if you know me or if you hear my name, tap me on the shoulder. I'm happy to talk about it.
Wonderful. All right. If you have anything that you can help give to support this cause and be at the event, connect with Embrace, connect with Keisha. Any last thing on the support or funds?
Yeah, so as far as funds go, we've got a good portion of it, but we could certainly use more. We're going to pay those local artists to come and sing for us. We're going to be making sure that our food trucks meet their minimums. We're going to be paying for our bounce house for the kiddos. This is a family-friendly event. So all told, we really probably need about $2,500 in support. So even if 25 people gave $100, that would be great. Again, just shoot us an email at that embracespringfield@yahoo.com and let us know how you're interested in helping. And all of the funds that we take in from this event are going to Springfield Black Tie to help us get a table there this year. So you're really helping two great causes just by coming and hanging out with us for a couple of days.
Very good. More for you at runradio.net. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Trina Wilcox, and this has been Tell Me More for runradio.net.